Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Better than a blue pill. Rock solid NCAA coverage day and night is here.
Oh, yeah.
On Lincoln's ESPN FM 101.5, 1480 AM.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? Stop what you're doing and listen.
For Inside Husker information and fantasy football advice.
That's one of the things I talked to Bill about.
Follow them on Twitter.
Because I think the time is right for this, and it wasn't always that way.
At Husker_Nick.
I grew up like most kids, worried I couldn't bench two plates, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands.
At ESPN, Hooksy.
It's amazing. Wherever I set course records or whatever, I would be barefooted, drunk, playing golf, making every 20-footer I looked at. But if you get me sober, I wouldn't make a ball.
Now, back to the show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief.
Welcome back to Greg at the Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 1480. I'm Nick Greg at these Bill Hooks. Willie J. taking your calls at 402-466-3776. All right, Hooks, how does Nebraska get it done? You're the resident basketball expert, college basketball. How do they get it done?
You know, it's going to be like they have in the last couple of games. It's going to be on the defensive end. Penn State has a couple of really nice guards, by the way, who also defend really well. It is Lamar Stevens, their number 11. Lamar Stevens can play. You have Josh Reeves out there who can shoot it. You got to contain those guards a lot tonight. I think a big factor of this, too, one, minus the defensive side, somehow, you know when you go on the road or you know when you're at Pinnacle Bank, where does the energy come from? Where does the energy come from? You're a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go to Penn State tonight. That is not Pinnacle Bank, by the way. There will be like 400 people there.
It's boring.
It is going to be boring. How do you muster energy enough to get to feed off something or someone to have enough at Penn State? That's going to be big. I mean, it's going to be really big because I know that when you're at PBA, you feed off that crowd. That crowd energizes you.
So the guy that I think is going to be responsible for that, hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Tanner Borkart.
In this place?
Game. Yeah. I think so. So here's what I like about Nebraska over the last few games. And it's ugly wins, right? They're getting ugly wins, but they're winning.
They win.
And that's what matters. So what lines up for me on that is that Tanner Borkart's muddied and uglied this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
The way that Nebraska's playing has muddied and uglied this thing up. And I think they know who they are as a program. I think they know how they want to play. And I think in a game like that, in an instance like this, that's tonight, is if Tanner comes out with the defensive pressure mm-hmm. and he also hustle plays on the rebound boards, I think everything else will fall into place. I think.
It's interesting as I look back again. This is a different team from the first time we played them, by the way. Mm-hmm. Completely different team. During that game, that was one of the few games that our stars, including Copeland, all played 34-plus minutes. Borkart only had 2 minutes in that first affair.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be interesting to see his... I mean, he's obviously getting more minutes right now. Copeland was kind of a defensive factor, not an offensive factor. The last time you played Penn State at home, Roby had one of those Roby games, 22-11. We've seen Roby kind of bust out of the shell lately and kind of take this offensive side over. It's going to be key. It's going to be key to watch that tonight.
Well, and if you remember in that game against Penn State, that was when Roby, if I remember right, he went off on the first half. Like, he scored, I want to say, like 18 of his points in the half. And I'm pretty sure, because Nebraska was 2 points ahead at halftime.
Two and a half, 33-31 and a half.
Yeah, and he had like 18 of their points.
Well, that's because you had two guys struggling. You had Copeland, who went 4-10, and Palmer, who went 3-12 that night. Your other guy there that night was Glenn Watson, 8 of 16 for 19 points. And Allen got his typical 7 to 9 shots.
Do you want to see Roby continue to do what Roby's doing as far as kind of leading the team,
getting shots? Have to right now. I'm totally on about it.
Okay.
Absolutely. Be dominant. Be who you can be. I think there's a unique advantage tonight. He can do that again tonight.
The other one would be Watson continuing the pace that he's playing at and continuing, you know, he's kind of turning around a little bit over the last couple of games. All because Bill Hooks predicted it.
I told you. Stay with the guy. Is that the theme of the show a little bit?
Who are they going to go? Oh, yeah. No, I forgot. Our guy up in Omaha, Nate, wanted to bench him for Thor.
Yeah, wanted to bench him for Thor.
Because Thor's a playmaker? What is he? He's like LeBron or something.
Oh, Zion Williams?
Steve Nash?
I don't know. Jason Kidd.
It was Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd.
That's good.
Thor and Kidd.
So Nebraska gets this win. If they get this win tonight, you're setting up now for the final four games. And it's going to be a big talking point come tomorrow.
Yep.
Where you get one or two wins. Obviously, you're going to look at the home games. You did play with Purdue on the road for a half. Well, you're in the middle of your struggles.
PBA magic, buddy.
You know what this team really needs to happen? And it's super simple. You've got three guys on this team that two of which have dreams of going to the NBA. Huh? And the other one is a good quality young sophomore. Or I'm sorry, in a senior and point guard with Watson.
Yep.
Who should play professionally somewhere, I'm sure. He's good enough he wants to.
No doubt.
But we have not seen those three hot at the same time yet.
No.
Like, they're so overdue for a game where all three of them are get hot. But would you rather waste it now or use it against Purdue?
I don't care when it happens. Let's just do it. Just got to win.
Just make it happen.
Make it happen. Because you're going to get energy. If you get this win tonight, you're going to have a ton of energy come Saturday. There's no doubt about it.
Does Nebraska get the win?
Tonight? Mm-hmm. Yes. They get it done tonight in the room.
I think they do, too. I think we're going to be sweating bullets, and it's going to be by one point, but they're going to get it done.
Yeah, it was an ugly game the last time, 76-4, but I think they turn up the defensive pressure tonight and get it done.
I agree. I think they're going to win by one. I would bet the under on this game. I think it's set at like 134 or something like that. I think this game's going to be like 57-50.
Oh, that's just basketball is finest.
Yeah, it'll be good, right? I think it'll be something like that. Like it's gonna be a nasty, ugly game. An ugly, ugly game. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Gary calling in. Gary, what up?
Hey, what do you think about that? I haven't heard anybody talk about this a whole lot, but assuming that Roby's gonna continue to play like he's playing, and we can get and frankly, for my money, Borkart, we've gotten some really good minutes from that guy. He's been a real force, I think, and he's only getting better.
Mm-hmm.
But
playing hard.
Yeah, he is playing. He's playing really hard, you know. And you know what? You can miss a few layups, and I don't mind that if you play hard. If you miss layups and you don't play hard, that's when I think you need to make some changes. But Roby, with the way Roby's playing right now, and they brought up a really good point on TV, was that he only had one foul. And that's kind of unusual for Roby. But if he continues to play like he is, it's going to take some of the pressure off of, Zero. How come I can't think of his name?
Palmer?
Palmer, yeah. It's going to take some of the pressure off of Palmer because they're double-teaming Palmer a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not getting what he was getting before. And he's still averaging, 19 points a game or something like that. But it's going to take some of the pressure off of him, and it's going to open some stuff up for him as well. What do you think about that?
I think anybody who can make shots, whether it be Allen, Palmer, or Watson, are going to free that up. I think anybody, any of those guys.
Yeah.
Heck, watch out. If two of those guys get going, Palmer has every lane of the rack that he's going to want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one thing about Roby is I don't think anybody can ever question his heart.
No, I agree. Yeah, he plays hard.
He's had some bad games. I mean, let's face it. And he's a hacker.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You can put some of that stuff aside when you play as hard as he plays. And I can't recall a game that at least that I watched that I didn't see him really go out and put a great effort out. So, you know, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm still confused about how they can win two games and make it to the tournament. I don't understand that.
What do you mean? Go ahead, ask away. What do you want to know?
Well, I don't know. How do they win two? What's their record right now? 13 or 14?
15-11.
15?
Yep, 15-11.
So they were talking at the beginning of the season, they have to win 20 games. So now they can win 17?
We said 18 to start the year. Then it got up to, Bill was thinking 19-20. It's back down to 18.
Well, I think
that's kind of the number.
It's an evolution of how conference has played out. You look at the Pac-12, how weak the Pac-12 is. They only maybe get one in. You look at the mid-major killers, those aren't as big as they used to be right now. They're right. Not; those aren't there.
It doesn't look like there's teams to upset.
No.
In the mid. Now, if a bunch of teams start upsetting in the mid, then
it's
you're screwed.
Hurt. Absolutely. But right now, you're not getting those at-large mid-majors as we've seen in the past. I mean, they're predicting, 8 to 10 Big Ten teams right now.
Yeah, I heard that, you know. But so Nebraska needs to get up in that middle tier in the tournament, and they get a win. Two more games, maybe, plus a tournament game. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's where you'd be at. Two more games, get to 17 in the regular season, and then you'll start the tournament getting to play one of the bottom two teams, get that win, you're in. That's the idea.
Well, all I got to say is Nebraska baseball is 3-1.
Yes, they are. We brought that up earlier.
You know, I was, and we can't put a lot into that because they scored 47 runs against Riverside, and Riverside couldn't have been all that good.
It's all right. We'll take it.
I'll see you guys later. Take care.
All right. Appreciate you. The biggest thing about Nebraska getting in the tournament that everybody needs to remember is they have around 7 quality losses. You're going to be hard-pressed to find teams with that many quality losses outside of the Big Ten. And that last year was part of the recipe that got you into the tournament.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you get to 18. It's the same reason why they're projected so highly in the NIT, because you get to whether it's getting in the tournament or getting into the NIT, you're going to, out of all the bubble teams, you'll have the most quality losses, and you're going to have the most quality wins as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like they will be one of the last teams out if they don't get in if they win these two games.
Absolutely. And I think you look at, you know, we talk about anywhere from 8 to 10 Big Ten teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
You look where we're currently sitting in the standings alone. And I think that's a perception thing, too. Currently, you come in, you're sitting 10th with schedules above us who we don't play any of these guys, but they're playing some tough schedules. There's a chance you play yourself up into the 7-8 spot in the Big Ten,
which gets you in 100%.
100%. You got Ohio State up there with 8 losses. You got Illinois right in front of us with 9 losses. And you got Minnesota up there at 8 losses.
What's Nebraska? How many losses Nebraska have?
They have 10. Depending on how the schedule works out, maybe not as tough, but there's some ways and mobility to get up in that spot.
Probably going to finish with 12 or 13 losses in the Big Ten, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. But you got a team like Ohio State, which has, they're 4, they're 5 left. They've got Maryland, Iowa, Purdue, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So there's other ways to sneak up and get in there with the Big Ten. Maybe beat themselves up a little bit. You slide up. Perception-wise, if you get people looking at that and you're saying, well, Nebraska's got 17, whatever wins, sitting in the 8th spot, there's a perception of where you finish in the Big Ten, too, I believe.
All right, we got, is that Jeremy? Is that what that was? Jeremy calling in. Jeremy, what's up?
Hey, it's Jeremy again. No, so I'm saying, okay, so you guys are talking about the how many wins, losses, and this and that. And I kind of think, like, it's been at least the last couple of years or 3-4 years at least where tournament wins, like wins in the Big Ten tournament or whatever, don't matter. Like, the committee has kind of already decided at that point, like, this is a good enough team or this is not. And so I was just kind of wondering what your thoughts are on that. And then I think if they go 2-3 down the stretch, they're good. I think if they win at Penn State and then beat Iowa at home, lose the other three, I think they're in.
Yeah, I you know what? They're definitely knocking the door. If you do that, though, I still think you need to win one in the tournament. I still think you need to knock round one down.
Well, okay, so that's the thing that I was saying is, though, like, so in previous years, like, the tournament wins don't count unless you actually win the tournament. So, like, the committee's already made their decision. So, like, with this new NET, is that, like, a new thing where tournament wins actually...
Yeah, but yeah, there's a little stake in there.
Because before it was like, okay, well, Nebraska won 18 games, And okay, so last year,
it's the conference strength, the perceived strength of the conference.
No, that's what I'm saying. Conference tournament. Like,
yep. Yes.
So say last year they would have actually beat Michigan in that.
I don't think they'd have still got in. They might have.
They might have gotten in there. I think they might have gotten in there.
Because the committee had already made their decision. That's what I'm saying is, like.
So you think they've already decided, hey, Big Ten's going to get 8 to 10 teams. Forget the results in the conference at the end of the season.
Yeah, I don't think the results of the conference tournament make any difference as far as win total goes. They've already made their decision by that point.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm on the opposite side. I still think it means something, especially if you're a team that needs a win total. There's the perception there, too, that you get into a tournament and you get knocked off by, like, you say, here's the deal. If you don't think they matter and we win 2 out of 3, whatever, and we got 17 wins or whatever the number is, and then Penn State beats you, yeah, if that's the team play, that's going to look bad.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my comment.
Like, I think you're maybe you're in when you get there. You sure as heck can be knocked out by losing to Penn State.
The other side of it is if a team makes a run, like some stupid SEC team or an ACC team makes a run to up their total in the tournament, and they get some of those quad one head-to-head wins in the tournament because it's a big opportunity. I, to be honest, the truth is in the middle of what we're talking about, because I do think they're going to head into the Big Ten tournament saying, all right, as long as everything works, shakes out the way it should. So Nebraska has 17 wins, right? Was what we're talking about. 2 and 3, 17 wins. Nebraska has 17 wins. The committee's going to look at them and say, as long as everything shakes out the way it should, Nebraska, you're in probably as the 10th team.
And by the way, you're also going to get some of that perception of what happened to you last year.
Yeah.
Welcome to the tournament.
Right. But, so going into the thing, like you said, going into it, they're going, 17 wins. As long as everything shakes out the way it should,
you'll be fine.
We'll get Nebraska in there. If it doesn't shake out the way it should, they're going to look at that thing and say, okay, hold on, we got to relook at Nebraska. Mm-hmm. 17 wins, I'd like to see 18 here. Got a lot of quad one.
Well, it goes back losses to don't lose those games you're not supposed to lose.
Right, right. And then now you lose to the bottom feeder team in the Big Ten. Does that show how strong the conference is? Or is that...
Dude, they've won two right now.
So I think that's where the tournament can bite you. It's the teams that are bubble teams, mm-hmm. which is what Nebraska is and what we're talking about. It'd be different if, like last year, had Nebraska won, I'm going to take back what I said. If they beat Michigan, they got a hell of a chance, or at least an argument, they've bumped up the bubble to get in. Now, remember though, last year, Nebraska, if you look at where they ended up being seated in the NIT, if you go by that, they weren't even close. Right?
No, yeah.
There was like 16 teams between them and the last spot.
Were they a 5 seed?
Yes.
They weren't even close, apparently.
So they weren't even close.
That's crazy.
Allegedly. You beat Michigan. Now maybe you're in the last 4 out. You know, like it would have taken a couple wins.
It's amazing how much stock they put in that conference last year.
Right. But if Nebraska wins two games in the tournament last year, in the Big Ten tournament, they get in.
They get in. No doubt.
Because they're doing what we're talking about. They're playing their way in. They make a little run in the tournament. But it would take that kind of thing. All right, let's take a really quick break. We'll come back, wrap up the show. We'll see if we have any giveaways for you guys today, too, that we got to get out. I know we got some movie tickets. We'll do that next.